Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we're in Washington, D.C., where tomorrow Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 45th president of the United States. And we've been asking people coming into town how they're feeling.
Of course. Extremely excited.
Since he came out, I said, and I heard what he had to say, I said to John, buy the tickets. This is going to be the next president of the United States. June 22nd.
It's very nice
to see both of them, Obama and Trump. That's kind of a
big
deal.
We were in the bus on a shuttle last night with a couple girls from California, and I think they're here for the they're here to protest, and we're here to support. And we had a perfectly wonderful time in the van on the way over here. You know, finding common ground and not what's dividing us. Yeah. You know.
So I'm very happy to see this shift. This, you know, make American, buy American, protect America, not in a way that is isolationist, como se dice, not isolating America from the rest of the world, but being sensible about rebuilding our economy.
Acceptable. God, we pray for President Trump, Lord God, and Vice President Pence.
I am very excited to see that. I believe that he's God's man for the hour. I think that God's going to lead him in the direction of the nation. If he humbles himself and he stays before God, that God will lead him in the right direction.
In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That's Bishop Ronald Lee from Sumter, South Carolina. Before that, Elisa Gottheil from Santa Barbara, California, and Jim and Jack Gary from White Oak, Texas, Cale Smith from Nacogdoches, Texas, and D. Omar Garcia from Houston. So Trump cabinet nomination hearings continue today. Wall Street executive Steve Mnuchin up for Treasury Secretary. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry as Secretary of Energy, a department that Perry, in a 2012 presidential debate, famously forgot he wanted to abolish. This morning, Perry referred to that moment in his testimony before the Senate Energy Committee.
My past statements made over 5 years ago about abolishing the Department of Energy do not reflect my current thinking. In fact, after being briefed on so many of the vital functions of the Department of Energy, I regret recommending its elimination.
Joining us, an NPR science editor, Jeff Brumfiel. Hi, Jeff.
Hi there.
And so Perry there admitting, I'm not sure how that's going to go over with the committee, that he needed to be briefed to understand what the committee he might head does. But others might be saying, what does it do? What does it do?
Yeah, I mean, the Department of Energy is actually a bit of a misnomer, and so a lot of people don't know what it does. Its main job is to oversee nuclear weapons. It is the civilian agency charged with overseeing our nuclear weapons stockpile. It also has a big job cleaning up some of the sites that produce those nuclear weapons, and it does a lot of basic research, things like high-energy physics from 17 labs across the country. So it's really a sprawling agency with a lot of different missions, that's what it does.
Well, and it's been led by nuclear physicists, and yet Rick Perry has his defenders. They've praised his record as a governor of Texas for having an all-of-the-above energy strategy. It includes renewables. He's been a climate change skeptic, though. Here's what he said about that today.
I believe the climate is changing. I believe some of it is naturally occurring, but some of it is caused by man-made activity. The question is how we address it in a thoughtful way that doesn't compromise economic growth.
So, Jeff, as you know the workings of the department, how might that – I mean, what does the department have to do with climate change, and how might that transfer into policy?
Well, the department does a number of things. It does some research, fundamental research into renewables. It also is responsible for tallying a lot of the data on how we use energy in the United States. I think what Perry was saying today is actually this shift is very interesting. It parrots we've heard it from a lot of the nominees from Trump that they believe man-made climate change has a role, but they're more sort of waffly on what that role actually is. And so it'll be interesting to see how he takes that view going forward and indeed how a lot of Trump nominees take that view going forward. Of course, I should say that the scientific consensus is that humans are the main driver of climate change.
And curbing emissions is one of the main solutions. Well, we also should say that Democrats on the committee did raise questions today about that questionnaire that the Trump team sent out and then disavowed out. It asked the names of Energy Department employees who were working on climate change issues. Rick Perry completely disavowed it as well. He said he never asked for it and wouldn't manage that way. So having said that, several lawmakers also raised concerns about a report on the Hill newspaper that funding for the Energy Department would be drastically cut in a Trump administration. Funding for nuclear physics and advanced scientific computing research would be cut back to 2008 levels. And the Office of Electricity and the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy would also be cut. Perry was asked about that by Maine independent Angus King.
Assuming this is true, I find it's almost self-parody to be cutting energy research at this moment in time. But will you commit to me that you're going to be lion-hearted in this endeavor to protect your agency, because they're cutting the legs out from under you?
Senator, I have a rather interesting background, not unlike yours, of defending budgets, both from those who are in the know and sometimes people who don't.
It's hard for me to believe that the people that are recommending these cuts are in any kind of know.
Okay, we'll let that exchange sit with the few seconds that we have. Jeff Brumfield, what did Rick Perry say today about the controversy over storing nuclear waste at Yucca Mountain in Nevada?
Well, what he said was that he was going to take another look. He seemed very committed to dealing with the nuclear waste issue and trying to resolve it. However, he was noncommittal about whether the site at Yucca Mountain should be the final repository for nuclear waste or not. And he also was noncommittal about how to do it. I think this is something we saw again and again at this morning's hearing. Perry was sort of vague on the specifics, but he emphasized he's a good manager. He was going to listen to the scientists within the agency, and he was going to make the best policy based on the advice he got from the people within the agency. And that's sort of the way he billed himself in this morning's hearings.
Kind of a stay tuned. Jeff Brumfield, NPR science editor, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.